Well, I think there clearly is a future for the aerospace workforce in Florida that is going to lie much more in a diversified set of markets for them to go to, as opposed to viewing what's the next best thing after a shuttle. The state cannot continue to define itself with NASA as its only leg. The space program in Florida is much more broad than that, and clearly, as we diversify the industry in the state, you're going to see aerospace talents and skills applied to new clean energy projects, new automotive projects, new aviation projects, and a variety of new applications. And we've been quite successful in planning for those and putting some of those in place. So I believe, apart from the general economic condition that's out there, that these workers will be able to find employment using their skills, but in new market areas.
Can you give me examples of companies that have come here now that might be available to hire some of these folks?
Well, absolutely. In Melbourne, as an example, we've seen three recent successes in bringing Embraer here, in bringing AAR here, and Midair is another that has recently decided to come to the state to take advantage of the aviation strengths that Florida has. And those aviation-related skills are the same aerospace skills that are used to process the shuttle. We just have to think in broader terms. There are also a number of clean energy projects that are near-term that will utilize the same kinds of insights into handling cryogenics and sophisticated fuels, in turning around and operating large, complex systems. Those are skill areas that the space industry workforce has.
You mentioned AAR, Embraer, Midair, all aviation companies, and it's not difficult to see how the skills of shuttle workers could easily be transferred there. But you also mentioned clean energy and automotive and cryogenics and a number of other things. Are those areas also compatible with shuttle workers' skills, or will it require a long period of retraining?
I believe they're absolutely transferable. The space industry workforce has a culture of safety and discipline applied to human spaceflight that is coveted by employers across a whole variety of areas. They spend a lot of money to develop the kind of culture that exists in our space industry workforce. We will always go through a hurt whenever there is a large layoff in the order of 5,000-6,000 people, and it occurs in a short duration of time, because even though we may be very successful in bringing multiple new employers to the table, and we are being, they're going to hire up on a graduated scale, 300, 400, 500 people at a time. And therefore, there's always going to be some lag. So there is a future, there is hope. It's just there will be some hurt in the near-term time frame.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now. It's not like this is a surprise.
Sure.
That the shuttle program is coming to an end. What can you point to that is going on right now that can help those people transition into something else without having to leave the state?
Well, the fact that we've known that this is coming for the past 5 years or more means that we've put a lot of support structure in place to be directly available to those workers that are being laid off today. There's also an array of incentives and on-the-job training dollars that are available to employers who wish to hire these employees when they are ready. One of the very interesting things is that most of the shuttle-related workforce is incredibly dedicated to the program that they're on, and they're determined to stay through flying out the last shuttle. And that's something that's commendable, and I'll go back and say again, I think it's very valued by employers when they see that kind of dedication, loyalty, and commitment to the mission.